Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Righto, let's get to the final game of round six. It's the Raiders and the Titans. I think it's the last of these Sunday night games. But Chevy Stewart in for Jordan Rapana, who's out. Zach Hosking is back into the side. Adam Arrieta to the bench. And Corey Horsburgh is out with injury. Simi Sasangi is out. And Trey Mooney coming in for his first game of 2024. Kieran Foran's been named, so we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Isaac Liu is back after that concussion, and as a result of that, Tristan's golf partner, Joe Stimson, is dropping out to 18th man. What's your market on the top sport, Titans? Tristan, hello, Joe. How are you, Joey?
Yeah, very interesting, because I was just having a look, and I guess I assumed to see Tom Weaver on that extended bench, but he's not there, which, you know, with no Kieran Foran, or with Kieran Foran, you'd imagine, after being in some doubt, that maybe would indicate that there might be a little bit of shuffling of the decks if there is a movement there, because, you know, I thought the Titans looked a lot more dangerous when AJ and Jaden got the ball a little bit more. Obviously, there was a big benefit with a player in the sin bin, but I think they're your two key attacking weapons, and, you know, maybe it's time to try one of them in the halves. But it's $1.31 the Raiders, $3.45 the Titans, 9.5 is the line, it's $1.85 the plus, $1.95 the minus, and 44.5 the total points. So, you know, like the Titans, they were down 16-0 at halftime, and they just couldn't seem to handle any of the adversity. And some of those flick passes and brain explosions by David Fifita were very frustrating, but it appeared it was a case of him trying too hard, which you can somewhat cop, but some of the reads and defence by him and Brian Kelly were probably a little bit disappointing. So we'll see where all it ends up. I thought it was an improved performance on last week. I think despite Canberra's big effort, I think this is a game that maybe the Titans are a chance of pinching. So I'm going to give them a chance on the plus, which opens the door up for any lunch bets if anyone wants to go against me.
Don't let fear hold you back, they say. Tristan, I think that Kenny might end up at fullback and Jaden move into the halves if Kieran Foran is out. Do you like the look of this back five for the Raiders now? And Jimmy, a couple of years ago, you highlighted Xavier Savage that you'd seen playing in the lower grades coming through and kept talking about how elusive and how speedy he was. I mean, what about that try he scored last week? I mean, the guy's just got absolute speed and skill and just elusiveness to the hilt. They say that the Chevy Stewart is very much the same, very, very fast. I think this outside five or back five is really going to trouble the Titans. The worry about the Raiders is, you know, them putting two together back-to-back, but, gee, I think they get the right opponent to do it against. They've won 8 of the last 9 against the Raiders in Canberra. Gee, I don't think the line's anywhere near big enough, and I think there ends up being points in the game too. I mean, they got the Titans, 3 of their last 4, they've gone Sydney, Townsville, now down to Canberra. Thanks very much. It'll be a long trip home.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Keanu Keeney maybe at fullback, and I wouldn't mind seeing Jaden Campbell in the halves. Means he defends in the front line, but we'll have to wait and see, find out what Coach Hasler is thinking from that one. And the thing I love about the Xavier Savage try, like, one, it was the propensity to pass the ball in their own 30-metre zone from the Canberra Raiders, like, yep. not pass it once. They passed it 4 times to get it to Xavier Savage. And the impressive thing about Xavier Savage was that he had actually changed his angle of run before the ball had even been passed. He just left Sean Russell for dead. And, you know, we talk about the out ball that a lot of these guys run. He ran an in ball on a different angle and then just burnt Gutherson for speed. Like, that's a classic try. They were dominant. They were really full of energy. Hudson Young played well. Tarpany always plays well. They were aggressive, which you anticipate, and you've highlighted the back five. I thought Schiller was absolutely outstanding, except, yep. And I've seen him do it a couple of times now, his hit on Mike Acevo to stop the try was inadequate. So, like, that's that one part of his game. If he can fix that up, he's got some footy in him, James Schiller. I agree. -9.5. So, Tristan?
Jimmy, why do you keep wearing this shirt if you're constantly going to lose money on lunch bets against the Titans? So, yeah, of course I'm in. I'm in. I think we're going to see an improved performance here. I did like the number 17 for the Titans, Pahulu. So that was one shining light we've seen to start the season. So, no, I'm against you both. Very keen.
Okay. Yeah, he was very good too, Tristan. I agree.
All right. Now, Jared, what are you doing there with that?
Oh, mate, I'm all in.
So you're in, plus Jared. Yeah.
Mate, I'll leave the room and come back three times if I can have three lunch bets on this one.
Okay, all right, sure, Tristan. Anyway, there we go. Righto, Jared, go through your tips for the weekend and your best bet.
Jimmy, the Knights at home, the Storm by a big margin, the Broncos in it looks a really good matchup, the Warriors at home. I think the Eels also at CommBank Stadium. The Sharks certainly beat the Rabbitohs. I think the Dragons get the Tigers out at Campbelltown. And the Raiders will dust up that last game. The best of the week, certainly to Storm, minus 8.5. I had that well into the 20s.
Oof, oof. What about you, T?
I'm expecting a bounce back from the Roosters tonight, and there's still that opportunity if Jared wants to take that lunch bet. But I'm going to take them straight off the stick at the $2.55. I think we see a return to form, and they might get a win on Thursday night.
There I can certainly entertain that straight off the stick.
A 2-for-1.
2-for-1.
Yeah, I'll go a 2-for-1.
Oh, yes. Yeah, count me in for that.
2-for-1. There we go.
Jimmy? Right.
What's that?
Jimmy, you in?
No.
Oh.
The Roosters man is not even on the Roosters.
I'll go the Roosters plus 4.5.
No. You need to turn your hearing aid up.
I mean, 2-for-1, you're getting $3 about a $2.55 shot. Surely, as a man of numbers, you'd be all over it.
Put that in my contract, Tristan, can you, when you sort that out? That'd be...
I think Help it was only this just happened to read the fine print.
Help me understand.
There's a lot of fine print.
a lot of fine print, yeah.